96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And our Friday newsmaker is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 18th of February. This is Random Acts of Kindness Day today, too, Chuck. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Smile, be happy, do something nice for someone out there today.
There you go.
Hey, we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia Police Captain Lisa Hayes, who is a hero for hope, raising money for SOS. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. What's on your plate here for today?
Well, you said it was a Random Act of Kindness Day. I'm going to be arresting people today, so maybe I'm spreading a different kind of kindness.
Oh, you have to explain this now. You definitely have to explain how one leads to the other.
Yeah, because it does all add up to kindness and raising money for SOS and the fine work that they do. And Lisa is one of 20 local women who are involved with this, raising money for SOS. And there are all kinds of different fundraising activities that these wonderful women are doing. And Captain Hayes has something special in store. So exactly, Lisa, what are you doing?
Yes, I am going to be arresting people to raise money for Heroes for Hope, for SOS. If you ever wanted a chance to play the ultimate prank on somebody, this is it. So the arrests that I will be making will be all in good fun, and they're not real criminal arrests. But basically, get a team together of people, somebody that you want arrested, and get a hold of me, and I'll come out and arrest them. I'll bring a real live warrant, and we'll put whatever kind of charges you want on the warrant. You know, spitting on the sidewalk, or yelling at poodles, or, you know, let's make up something fun that they're going to be arrested for. And then you and your team will raise money for their bail amount.
Okay. So how does this work? Do people contact you then to get somebody arrested, or do you already have kind of a list of people that you have in mind?
Well, a little bit of both. If you want someone arrested, just get a hold of me. The police department is the best way to get a hold of me. You can call down to the PD at 343-4225 and ask the dispatcher to put you through to Captain Lisa Hayes. You can also email me. I'm really not hard to find. And just let me know who you want arrested, when you want them arrested, and I'll come out and do it. And we'll talk about the details, and, you know, all of the bail money goes directly to SOS.
All right. So what are we looking at, a minimum of $100 to get this arrest in play?
Yeah, that's preferred. I think... You know, you get four or five people together and sure, share that cost. It's not going to be too bad, you know. And it'd be sure something fun to do. You can take pictures. You can take video. And we can laugh them all the way out the building. I'll even put them in handcuffs and take them to my patrol car for a fun picture if you want.
So is there a window of time we're working with? How long is this going on, Lisa?
Yes, this fundraiser for Heroes of Hope is going on through March the 14th. So got quite a bit of time here still. I've got about six or seven people lined up already that I get to go and arrest. I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be fun.
Lisa, shifting a little bit off of the topic here, what got you interested in the Heroes for Hope campaign once you were approached by it?
Well, you know, I've worked with SOS for many years. You know, when I was a rookie officer, I worked at SOS part-time in their Child Visitation and Exchange Center as a security officer. And, you know, as a patrol officer, every time we handle a domestic violence call, we get a hold of SOS, and we work with them closely to get an advocate out to speak to victims. When I was a detective, I worked with them very, very closely on utilizing their child advocacy center, where we interview child victims of crime. And just that relationship has gone throughout my entire career. SOS is such a huge help to law enforcement, helping victims of crime, you know, get through the court system and get through these terrible times that they're going through. They're such a big asset to law enforcement and the entire community.
All right, we'll get them cuffed up. Captain Hayes is here to arrest who you think is deserving of that. And raising money for SOS. So again, Lisa, if people want to make an appointment and get a time and date set, how can they do that?
Yeah, just call down to the police department, 343-4225, and ask to speak to Lisa Hayes. You can find us on Facebook, the Emporia Police Department on Facebook. There's all kinds of ways you can get a hold of me, and I'm pretty accessible. So I'd also like to give a shout-out to our Emporia Police Benefit Association. They've agreed to match up to $250 of my fundraising amount to help me with this venture of raising money for SOS.
Outstanding.
Thank you for that.
Indeed. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck with this.
Thank you. I really appreciate the time this morning.
All right, Lisa. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Emporia Police Captain Lisa Hayes, Hero for Hope. That is a very creative fundraising tact right there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if you'd like more information about Heroes for Hope as a whole, go to soskansas.com or just simply call the office.